This is Dr. Singh, dictating from the Willard Great Lakes Crossing. Patient first name is William, last name is Butler, B-U-T-L-E-R. Date of birth is 5/19/1960. Date of evaluation is 8/5/2022. HPI history page. This is 62 years old male who was admitted to this facility on 7/29/2022 upon transfer from Sinai Grace Hospital. Patient chart indicates history of hypertension, alcohol abuse, and recent interphalangeal joint fusion and flexor tenectomy of the right foot. Patient had a post-operative infection and was admitted here for IV antibiotics and rehabilitation. Patient reports that he used to go to Detroit Central City and was prescribed Benadryl and Remeron. Patient reports that he does not see the need to take Remeron. He reports that his mood is fair, period sleep and appetite is fair, period no thoughts of harm to self or others. He hopes to go home after IV antibiotic course is completed. Period. Next paragraph, he reports that he was born in Michigan, but lived in Knoxville, Tennessee for a short time. Period. He reports that he worked as a machinist. He has a daughter and four grandkids. He reports that his one brother is locked up and one sister lives in Michigan. Patient reports that he's close to his stepbrother. He described himself as a couch potato and watches television. Patient report that in 1981, he was robbed at gunpoint and shot. Period. No history of any PTSD. He reports that he was a pro racquetball player in his younger days. Next paragraph. Review of system: general non-reported eyes, ear, nose, throat, non-reported cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal. On IV antibiotics for infection post surgery, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non reported. Past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes, at Detroit Central City, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, denied, prior history of psychiatric hospitalization, denied, prior history of suicide attempts, denied. Next paragraph, social history, current relationship, single, number of children. Patient has a daughter and four grandkids. Current employment, worked as a machinist. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, review, clinical informant chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habits, medical history, see medical history as reported in HPI. Surgical history, see records for detailed family history, no family history record, tobacco history denied, alcohol history, history of alcohol use, substance abuse history denied. Next paragraph. Current medications, diphenhydramine, 25 milligram at bedtime. MAR reviewed, next paragraph, blood pressure 159/83, pulse 80, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, pleasant, motor movements, normal, gait, sitting, speech, clear, mood, euthymic, if at broad, thought process, intact, association, normal thought content, no suicidal, homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness, alert, oriented, type 3, memory, intact, for recent and remote events, attention, concentration, fear, final knowledge, fear, judgment, and insight, fear, sleep, trouble falling and staying, asleep, appetite, fear, under assessment plan, adjustment disorder with depressed mood, 43.21, plans, no indications for any antidepressants at this time, overall his mood appears to be stable. Number two, primary insomnia, 51.01, plans continue diphenhydramine, which he has been taking for a long time with good response. Disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management period. Notify our service for persistent mood changes. Period will follow with you as needed basis. Overall, patient's psychiatric condition seems to be stable and does not seem to be in any danger to self or others at this time. Procedure code 99304 under supplemental under supplemental administrative common side effects of antihistaminics, risk benefit statements based on findings of my assessment above, stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above, end of dictation.